The following is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of people. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on January 8, 2025, on the anniversary of the 1978 historic uprising against the oppressive Pahlavi regime. Over the past 40 years, or 40-some years, the U.S. has been mistaken in the most of the policies they've adopted against the Islamic Republic. For example, they imposed sanctions. Why did they impose sanctions? To bring Iran's economy to its knees. But during the time of these sanctions, we've achieved the greatest advancements in science and technology. The greatest achievements. We've achieved the most extensive regional influence during this exact same period. We've witnessed the largest number of young people ready to work in various fields during this time of the sanctions. The US's calculations turned out to be wrong. They sought to paralyze Iran, but Iran was not paralyzed. Yes, of course, the sanctions harmed the country. It's not as if they didn't cause harm, they caused harm. God willing, the Iranian nation will one day take them to account for these injuries. To summarize my point regarding this second lesson about the movement of the people of Qom, the concrete wall of the Western arrogance cracked in the very place where they had placed their greatest hope, in Iran. Truly, it destabilized the West's fortress. This concrete wall, which was constructed using propaganda, money, bribery, and all sorts of crimes, and which still exist, must be torn down. The Islamic Revolution caused the first crack in this wall. This is the second lesson of your Qom's event. The third lesson is that when we reflect on the events of Qom, we realize that we must immunize ourselves, our thoughts, and public opinion against the enemy's propaganda. This is one of the lessons of the January 9th event. Just as the people of Qom had gained mental immunity on that day. Why? Because an article was published accusing the Imam and slandering him. What was their aim? These people had control over everything. Thousands of the Imam's supporters were being tortured, imprisoned, and exiled. Then, why publish the article? Well, they had grasped a certain truth which remains relevant today. Defeating a nation cannot be achieved solely through hardware means. Software means are also necessary. And what are they? Propagation, persuasion, and clarification. This is why I place so much emphasis on clarification.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.